小船，又知道耶稣没有同他的门徒上船，乃是门徒自己去的。然而有几只小船从提比利亚来，靠近主祝谢后分饼给人吃的地方。众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上了船，往加百农去找耶稣。既在海边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。”众人问他说：“我们当行什么才算作神的功呢？”耶稣回答说：“信神所差来的，就是做神的功。”他们又说：“你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？”我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。”他们说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。差我来者的意思就是，他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。”犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他说：“这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？”耶稣回答说：“你们不要大加议论，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。我实实在在地告诉你们，信的人有永生。我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。”因此，犹太人彼此争论说：“这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？”耶稣说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。” 永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里教训人说的。他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说，这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。只是你们中间有不信的人。耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那12个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。耶稣说，我不是拣选了你们12个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是12个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。
John chapter 6, verse 22 to 71. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that not only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, What must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, and as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of what he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one came to... came No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you can eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on the bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of the eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Then Jesus replied, "Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil." He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him.
好，弟兄姊妹们平安。很高兴今天早晨这个时间能够跟大家一起来分享。好，我们直接进入今天的经文啊。
So we shall jump straight into our scripture today.
好，今天的经文呢，大家可能听到了，这确实是比较长。
We're very sorry that the scripture today was very long.
其实呢，在前面还有一段，这是这个经文的背景，就是主耶稣五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人的那一个神迹。
So the context of this scripture is Jesus's miracle of feeding 5,000 people with five pieces of bread and two fish.
所以今天的经文上来一读，这个六章二十二节呢，就是第二天。
And so, John chapter 6:22 is the day after this event.
好，所以我们就简单的要介绍一下这个背景，哪一个第二天哈。
And so we'll quickly introduce the context of the scripture.
好，那个第一天呢，指的就是主耶稣那一天用五个饼、两条鱼，然后喂饱了五千男丁，包括妇人孩子的话，大概有一万多人至少。
So on the first day, Jesus fed a crowd of roughly 5,000 men, with five pieces of bread and two fish.
这是在众人面前，应该说是行的一个非常伟大的一个神迹。
It was a very wonderful miracle that he did in front of many people.
那这个之后呢，主耶稣把众人遣散了，自己就到山上去祷告。
So after this, Jesus dispersed the crowd and went up to the mountain to pray by himself.
然后他让他的门徒呢，就坐着船到加百农去。
And he told his disciples to go in a boat and go to Capernaum.
那接下来的那一天晚上呢，主耶稣就在门徒面前行了第二个非常伟大的神迹。
On that night, he showed his disciples another miracle.
就是他在水面上行走到门徒的船上去。
And he walked on the water to approach the boat that his disciples were on.
那 经过了第一天的事情和那一个晚上，现在我们所讲的是第二天。
So after these events on the first day, we have the second day, which we read just earlier.
那这些人呢，就是第一天被经历了五饼二鱼神迹的那一些群众呢，大家就找耶稣。
And so all the people who experienced the feeding of the 5,000 have come to search for Jesus.
他们知道耶稣没有跟门徒一起上船。
They know that he didn't leave with his disciples on the boat.
但是他们找不着他了。
However, they can't find him.
所以他们至少知道他的门徒在加百农。
And so they know that his disciples are in Capernaum.
那他们也就去了加百农。
And so they also went to Capernaum.
那到加百农以后，他们非常惊讶地发现耶稣也在那里。
And when they arrived there, they were very surprised to find Jesus there.
所以他们就问，你是什么时候到这来的？
And so they asked him, when did you come here?
所以他们觉得你又没有上船，你怎么跑到这里来的？
I mean, you didn't go on a boat, so how did you get here?
所以就在他们面前，其实同样是一个非常伟大的神迹。
So for them, it was still a great miracle.
但是主耶稣直接就跟他们讲，说你们来找我啊，你们不是因为神迹的缘故，你是因为吃饼得饱。
However, Jesus said, you came to look for me is not because of the miraculous sign, but to have food.
好，这里有两个对比哈。
And so there are two contrasts here.
一方面呢，是神迹。
On the one side, there is a miraculous sign.
另一方面呢，叫做吃饼得饱。
On the other side, we have eating the loaf of bread and becoming satisfied.
吃饼得饱的意思就是说我的需要被满足了。
So having being satisfied means that your needs have been met.
好，昨天晚上呢，我参加了一下我们的这个问题解答的时间哈。
So last night I was a part of our quick Q&A session.
好，昨天呢我记得有一个问题就说的，这个我看不见神迹，如果有神迹的话，好像我就信了。我为什么现在就没有那样的神迹？这个神迹可不可信
？So last night I heard a question asking why do miraculous signs not occur anymore? If they occurred, then I would believe.
好，我们现在看见这么多人看见了神迹，但是后面圣经读下去，我们知道这些人是不信的。
Well, we see in the scripture that so many people saw this miraculous sign, but they didn't really believe it, even though they saw it.
所以什么叫做神迹
？And so what is called a miracle?
昨天牧师给了一个挺好的一个定义啊。
So yesterday, Pastor Daniel gave us a very important definition.
他说神迹啊，就是神参与的那个迹象。
He said a miracle is the event that God participates in.
我们知道我们的世界有着一些规律。
We know that the world follows a number of laws.
就比如说你如果不坐船的话，你会淹死。
For example, if you do not sit on the boat, you will drown.
但是当神参与的时候，他会把这个规律暂时的打破。
However, when God participates, then He can break the law.
当我们看到这种现象的时候，我们知道，哎呀，有神参与其中了，这叫神迹。
When we see these events, we know that God has participated, and we call it a miracle.
所以人的心呢，有的时候渴望能够看到一点神迹。
And so sometimes people's hearts really desire to see such a miracle.
我不知道我们的弟兄姊妹，我总说啊，我们信主的弟兄姊妹，在你的生命里一定有神迹。
To our brothers and sisters, I believe that in your life there must have been miracles.
因为神一定会把他自己显现给你看。
Because God definitely would have revealed himself to you.
不是通过你的肉眼看见的。
Not necessarily through your eyes.
当你经历某一件事的时候，你一定知道这是上帝的参与。
When you experience something, you will definitely know that God had a hand in it.
除非上帝参与，不然事情不会是这个样子。
Unless God participated, it would not turn out the way it did.
但是为什么这么多人经历过神迹，但是却产生不出来那个应该有的信心呢
？However, why is it that even though we experience miracles, we do not have the faith that comes from it?
就像这五千人一样
，just like these 5,000 people，
因为这里边有一个区别
，because there is a difference，
因为这个区别在于，是吃饼得饱，是要满足你所想要的
，so the difference is whether or not you are satisfying your own wants，
还是你真的看见了神的手在参与
，or if you truly saw God's hand。
所以主耶稣在这里讲神的神迹发生出来神参与的目的是要印证他的身份。
And so it says here that God, the aim of God's miracle is to show his identity.
所以昨天我跟一个姊妹在谈话聊天哈。
And so yesterday when I was chatting with a sister.
说圣经上说了耶稣一摸那个病人就好了。
In the scriptures it says Jesus touched a sick person, they became healed.
那就世界上根本不用医院了嘛。
And so why do we need hospitals?
对啊，如果耶稣一祷告五个饼就能喂饱一万人的话。
If Jesus from one prayer can feed 10,000 people.
咱也不用种地了嘛。
Why do we still need to farm?
他就直接就给咱们吃就好了嘛。
Why can't we just have free bread?
那为什么神只做了，只在固，就是有限的时间做了那么一点，到现在好像他不这样做了。
Why did God only do some very small miracles?
不是 small miracles.
And not continue to do them today.
Yeah. 所以呢我们青年组的年轻人也问过这个问题，为什么那个时候的耶稣好像跟今天的不大一样？
And some of our young people also asked, why does Jesus seem different today from when he was back then?
Yeah, 那个时候的耶稣到处行神迹。
Back then he did miracles everywhere.
那现在的耶稣好像不是每天让我们都看神迹。
And now it's as if we don't have so many miracles anymore.
因为主耶稣行神迹的目的不是为了满足你的需要。
Because the purpose of Jesus' miracles was not to satisfy your needs.
因为他行神迹的目的是要印证他的身份，他要让你知道他是谁。
The purpose was to prove his identity so that we can recognize him.
所以刚才我说有两个非常不同点哈。
And so earlier we said there was a contrast.
一方面是满足自己的需要和能够印证主耶稣的身份这个之间的关系。
So there's a contrast of fulfilling your desires and showing Christ's identity.
就是神迹的目的哈。
These are the purposes of miracles.
好，另外一个方面呢，就是我所想要的和上帝想给我之间的一个不同。
There's also a contrast between what we want and what God wants to give us.
所以这些人当看见主耶稣这么有能力的时候，
And so when these people see how much power Christ has,
他们想强逼他做王。
They want to make him king.
他们想跟着他有好处。
They want to follow him for the benefits.
但是主耶稣说不是的。
But Jesus said no.
他说我的父有一个旨意。
He said, my father has a mission.
他说我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生。
The command of the Father is that those who believe in the Son will have eternal life.
并且在末日我要叫他复活。
And on the last day, they will resurrect.
所以主耶稣在这里直接说，我的意思，我父的意思，我现在给你们做这些事情，让你们认识我的意思，是要你得永生，而且在末日要复活。
And so Jesus says, the point of everything that I'm doing is that you can have eternal life and be resurrected on the last day.
这个听着好像有点遥远。
It seems like a very far off thing.
所以今天我们的基督徒弟兄姊妹哈。
And so today, our brothers and sisters.
我不知道多少人信主是因为有将来要得永生，将来要复活的。
I don't know who is believing because of the future promise of eternal life.
很多时候我们信主被拉进教会是因为说 ,OK, 你困难的时候耶稣会帮助你。
Many times we get dragged into church because of a promise that Christ will help us in our difficult times.
你难过的时候他会安慰你。
When you're sad, he will comfort you.
你祷告的时候他会听啊。
When you pray, he will listen.
你病的话他会医治你。
When you're sick, maybe he'll heal you.
都并不完全错。
All of these are not necessarily incorrect.
但是它不是神的目的。
But they are not the primary purpose of God.
所以神的目的是要那些见子而信的人得永生，并且要复活。
And God's purpose is that those who believe in His Son will have eternal life.
所以昨天我跟姊妹谈话聊天的时候也谈到哈，这个永生啊，天堂啊，地狱啊，复活啊，这都是我们看不见的东西。
And so yesterday I was discussing that eternity, heaven and hell, these are all things you cannot see.
你看不见怎么信呢？
How do you believe if you can't see it?
所以很多基督徒信主的时候就说，哎呀，那个永生算了吧，那个先放放，真的假的无所谓。
And so some Christians when they believe say, let's forget about those things we can't prove.
我们就说今天吧，今天我们就会得好处的。
Let's just look at the things today. What can we benefit from today?
你看教会多好啊，我来到这里会觉得很温暖。
Look at how good the church is. It's very friendly.
Yeah, 你看看那个信主的人呢，他们都很开心的，我也愿意那样开心。
Look how happy all the Christians are. I also want to be happy.
所以那些东西不重要，我就看眼前就好了。
And so those far off things are not so important. Let's focus on the near things.
如果这个真的是你是这种想法的话哈。
If this is your idea or opinion,
求神帮助我们，这不是神的目的。
We pray that God can help us to see His true purpose.
我们想要的和神要给我们的之间有一个差距。
If there is a separation between what we want and what God wants to give us.
所以在今天很多的基督徒弟兄姊妹，我们过每一天的生活，我们面对每一天的事情的时候，很多的时候我们没有力量，我们不知道应该怎么去面对。
So today,When we face our daily lives and our daily challenges, we don't have enough power. We don't know how to face them.
原因是因为我们不明白神要给我们的东西。
The reason is that we do not understand what God truly wants us to have.
所以，通过这一段经文哈，第一，我想让弟兄姊妹们放在心里的一件事情。
And so the first thing that I would like our brothers and sisters to have to gain from this scripture.
你的信仰并不只是在今生得好处。
Your faith is not just the benefits you get today.
保罗弟兄所说，我们若只在今生得好处，我们基督徒比别人更可怜。
St. Paul said, if we become Christian only to get the benefits, we are even poorer than other people.
所以我们的信仰是在神的心意里面，他说我要给你永生，而且将来你要复活。
Our faith is in the promise that God gave us that we shall have eternal life.
好，如何相信这一个看不见的东西？
How can we believe in this unseeable thing?
那是要从相信看得见的东西开始的。
And that is to start by believing in the seeable things.
所以神花了将近1600年，1500多年的时间写了这一本圣经。
And so God spent approximately 1500 years to have the Bible written.
所以耶稣基督说整本圣经是为我做见证的。
And Jesus said all of the scriptures point to me.
所以读圣经，了解历史，从这里边来认识神。
And so we read the scriptures and we study the history to understand God.
神给我们另外一部分，就是我们的经历里边的那一些大大小小的神迹。
God also gave us the miracles that occur in our daily lives.
那一个神迹并不只是为了满足我想需要的，我今天得到了。
Those miracles are not only to satisfy our needs today.
所以有的时候在教会里边，我听到很多弟兄姊妹的见证哈。
And so many times when I hear the testimonies of brothers and sisters,
总是见证我祷告一求这个，神就给了我了。
Often it's that I pray for this and God gave it to me.
哎呀，我有病了，神就把我医治了。
I was sick and God healed me.
我找不到工作，神就给了我个好工作。
I was unemployed and God gave me a job.
我完全相信上帝是可以这样给你的。
I truly believe that God can do these things for you.
但是如果你的感恩只在这个层面的话，那你跟这五千人没太大区别。
But if your thankfulness is only on this level, then you are no different from these 5,000.
因为你自己高兴的只是我要的得到了。我得到了。
Because you're only happy that you got something you asked for.
而且，但是上帝却让你想让你知道，你信的是对的，我是可以给你的。他想让你知道他是谁。
But the purpose is that God wants you to believe He can give you whatever you need, who He is.
好，我们继续往下哈。当我们真的知道他是谁。
So let us continue. When we understand who He is.
那接下来就是如果我真知道他是上帝，他是那位造天地的主，那位信实的主。
So when we understand that He is truly the creator, the reliable one.
那当我信他说的话就容易了。
Then it is easy for me to believe what He says.
所以关于永生，关于复活，并不因为我看见了才信的。
And so the issues of eternity are not just because we see them that we believe them.
而是因为我知道谁说的才信的。
But because we know who said them that we believe them.
所以当我们都说我们信耶稣。
And so when we say that we believe in our Lord.
所以信他存在啊。和真正的去相信他，信任他，那是两个层面。
Believing that he exists and putting our faith in him are very different things.
昨天我听到一个姊妹问的问题啊，其实非常触动我。
Yesterday I was very touched by a question.
说到他的父亲。
She was asking about her father.
他的父亲是一个在他的描述里是一个非常正直、非常好的人。
Her father was a very righteous person by her description.
那他现在听到福音的时候，他就在纠结。
And so now she is in a bind because when she heard the gospel.
如果这样讲的话，我父亲没有信主，他就是下地狱了。
By this line of thought, he should go to hell because he has not believed in Christ.
那这样的话，上帝不公平啊。
But then God is not fair.
所以他心里在纠结。
And so she is troubled.
其实我经过这样的挣扎。
Actually, I have this trouble also.
我觉得这里很多弟兄姊妹可能听过我的见证。
I think many people may have heard my testimony.
我很爱我的父亲。
I really loved my father.
而且我的心里认为啊，我父亲真的是一个非常非常好的人。
And in my heart, I truly believe that he was a very good person.
文化大革命的时候，他为了不要去陷害别人，被打成包庇反革命。
In the Cultural Revolution, in order to not harm other people, he himself was hurt.
后来在文化大革命之后，他的很多的老同事啊，在上访。
Afterwards, his colleagues.
上访怎么说呀？
appeal to other.
Yeah, appeal. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, appeal to other higher authorities. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I remember when I was 对不起，我记得我小的时候啊，我们家住经常住着这些叔叔阿姨。
I remember when I was small, the family that I often lived with.
因为他们都是从其他的地方原来被打到很远的地方，然后回到北京来去上访的。
They were often people who were chased to many sides of China and came back to appeal to authority.
对，那我爸爸就我们家就接待他们。
And our family accepted them.
我觉得我爸爸真的是一个非常好的人。
I really thought my father was a very righteous person.
那当我信主的时候
，And when I came to know the Lord,
这个问题真的是曾经搅扰我。
This problem really troubled me.
我说上帝啊，怎么办
？I said, Lord, what should I do?
如果你说的是真的
，If your word is true,
那怎么办呢
？What should I do?
对呀、啊，那我的父亲，据我所知，他是没有机会听到福音的。
As far as I know, my father never heard the gospel.
那难道他就在地狱里吗
？Is there no hope for him?
所以我曾经为父亲跟上帝祷告。
And so I prayed for my father.
但是他早已经去世了。
But he has already passed away.
我说主啊，我把他交在你手里，但是我心里真的是很难过，很纠结。
I said, Lord, I put him in your hands, but I'm very troubled.
但是过了一段时间以后哈，这一个纠结就开始慢慢的被打开了。
After a while, this trouble became solved for me.
为什么被打开了呢
？Why?
并不是因为我知道他在天堂，或者我知道他在地狱。
Not because of my knowledge.
而是因为我知道他在谁手里。
But rather because I trust in God.
因为我知道这一位主，他真的是爱我们的。
Because I know that our Lord loves us.
而且我知道这一位主，他真的是公义的。
And I know that our Lord is just.
我知道他不会做不义的事情。
And I know that He will not do unjust things.
所以当我知道他在他的手里的时候，我的心开始平安了。
And so I know when He is in God's hands, my heart is peaceful.
我祷告，我知道上帝在告诉我一件事情。
I pray and I know God is telling me something.
上帝说那一些事情不归你管。
God said those things are not in your hands.
老子是不是在地狱里边
？Is Confucius in hell？
孔子是不是在地狱里边？
Are other people in hell?
Okay. Sorry. 那个是不归你管。
Those are not in your hands.
而且上帝并没有在圣经里满足你所有的好奇心。
And God didn't satisfy all of your curiosity in the Bible.
但是上帝说你的事现在你要负责任。
But he says you are responsible for yourself.
你不能够说如果我的祖先没有权利去受教育，现在我就拒绝上学。
You can't say my ancestors had no education, so I shall have no education.
你的父母如果他没有受到教育的话，他会花很多钱供应你，他希望你上学。
If your parents were uneducated, they would support you to become educated.
如果我的父亲因为没有听到福音，他真的要下地狱的话
，If my father truly had no hope because he didn't have the gospel，
他现在最想要说的事就是你听到了，你不要错过。
He would truly hope that you do not miss the gospel，
因为你有这个机会啊。
Because you have the opportunity，
所以我说，如果他在地狱里，他最想要做的事就是说你不要过来。
And so if he truly had no hope， he would want us to have hope。
而且如果他不在地狱里，你为什么要下去
？And if he had hope。He would not want you to lose.
因为今天你听到了福音，当你拒绝的时候，你是一定要下去的。
Because if you reject the gospel, you will definitely lose hope.
所以求神来帮助我们啊。
Pray that the Lord will help us.
我们真实的面对自己的生命，对自己的生命来负责任。
That we can be responsible to our lives.
所以当我们看到这一段经文的时候啊。
So when we read the scripture,
以色列人经历了很多神迹。
The Israelites saw many miracles.
但是非常遗憾的是，这些神迹并不能产生那样的信心。
But it's a very tragedy that they didn't have faith from the miracles.
所以这个信心不是说我知道了耶稣就好了。
It is not just that we know there is Christ.
这个信心带出来了一个信任。
The faith brings a trust.
我愿意信任你，你的选择比我的还好。
That we can trust God, His choice is better than ours.
所以在今年的就是我们在墨尔本的时候，有一个弟兄姊妹的团契的时候哈。
So today in our fellowship,
有一个弟兄祷告，我非常感动。
I was very touched by a certain brother's prayers.
当我们说向神献上感恩的时候，他说感谢神没有听我的祷告。
I said, thank the Lord that He didn't listen to my prayers.
因为他知道我太有限了。
Because he knows about limitations.
因为他知道我想要的对我来说其实并不好。
Because he knows that the things I want are not good for me.
所以他的信心里面产生了一种信任。
And so his faith made a trust in God.
他知道他的选择比我选择的更好。
He knows that his choices are better than mine.
所以接下来的时候我们看哈，我只想在这里边再讲两点内容哈。
And today I have two more things I want to discuss.
Okay, 第一点就是主耶稣反复的说，不是父惜人，是没有人到我这里来的。
Jesus said, "If not for God, none would know me."
所以这一些犹太人说，他说他是天上降下来的，他不是约瑟的儿子吗
？The people said, "Isn't he Joseph's son? Why how can he come from heaven?"
所以凭着人的眼睛啊，我跟弟兄姊妹说这一件事情，你是没有办法认识耶稣的。
And so I say, by our eyes, it is impossible to recognize Jesus.
我们感谢主，今天坐在这里的每一个人啊。
We thank the Lord that every person here today.
我相信是父把你吸引到这里来的。
We believe that the Father brought you here today.
你为什么花这个时间坐在这里？这么大热的天，你在听这个东西
？Why do you spend your precious time to listen to these things?
很多人拒绝不要听的。
Many people do not want to listen.
今天你做了决定，你来到这里了，我们花了这么多的时间，我们在一起在听这个。这不是你的决定，真的是那一位爱你的上帝把你吸引到他这里来的。
I truly believe that it is not your choice that you came, but God drew you here.
所以用我们的理性，很多的时候你是没有办法来理解，耶稣是怎么回事，上帝是怎么回事。
And so through your own reasoning, it is impossible to understand God's works.
我不是说理性不重要。
I'm not saying that reason is not important.
理性在信仰，基督信仰里非常的重要。
Your reason is very important in your faith.
上帝是非常理性的上帝。
Because God is a very reasonable God.
所以他写了这么一本宝贵的圣经，这圣经里充满的是理性。
And he wrote this beautiful Bible that is full of reason.
但是我说，光凭我们的经验，有的人觉得，哎，我在社会上很有经验，我经历了很多事情了，我看到了很多宗教了。他用他这种方式来分析。
However, when many people use their own human reasoning to intersect the Bible,
你是没有办法明白的。
It is impossible for you to understand.
如何你才能够明白呢
？How can you understand?
我昨天建议我们的姊妹做一件事情啊。
Yesterday I suggested to our sister.
如果今天你还没有成为基督徒
，If today you are not yet a Christian,
我建议你回去自己做一个祷告。
I recommend that you pray by yourself.
你说上帝，我听见你了。
You said, God, I heard you.
但是我还不认识你。
But I don't recognize you yet.
你说如果你是真的，求你让我能够认识你。
If you are real, I pray that you can let me understand you.
你相信这一位又真又活的上帝一定能够把你带到他面前，让你认识他。
You should believe that if there's a true God, He will definitely let you understand Him.
不要从心里去拒绝他。
Do not reject Him.
这是我很希望大家能够，我们能够在上帝面前把心柔软下来做的一件事情。
This is what I hope that everyone can do to be soft before God.
所以在这里，主耶稣反复的说一件事情，不是我父吸引的，没有人能到我这里来。
And here Jesus repeats something that if not for the Lord, none of you will come to me.
但是当父吸引人来的时候，求神给我们一颗柔软的心，能够去接受。
But when God draws us, I pray that we can have a heart that can accept it.
那最后一点我想跟大家分享的就是彼得对主耶稣的回应。
So the final thing I'd like to share is about Peter's response to Christ.
因为主耶稣接下来说了一大堆不能够明白的话。
Because Jesus said many things that are very difficult to understand.
我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。
My flesh is to be eaten, my blood is to be drank.
怎么能够理解
？How can you understand this?
难道我们现在去把你吃掉
？Are we to be cannibals?
所以而且在犹太人的这个信仰系统里边 and, 血是绝对不能吃的。
In the traditions of the Jews, they should definitely never touch blood.
因为这是上帝的命令。
Because this is the command of God.
那主耶稣说的话跟上帝的命令好像有点不大一样了。
It seems like there is a contradiction between Jesus and God's words.
所以这些人完全不能明白了。
And so the people don't understand.
不能明白怎么办呢？大家就散掉了。
So when they don't understand, they leave him.
多么可惜啊！
Such a tragic event.
而且说很多门徒也都走掉了。
And many disciples even left.
最后剩下12个人了。
Only 12 people were left.
那主耶稣说你们也去吗
？Jesus said, "Will you go also?"
其实，在原文里不是去吗？他是你们也去吧。
In the original, it said, "Well, you should also go." It was a suggestion, not a question.
但是彼得回答说：“你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢
？”But Peter responded that you have the words of eternal life. Where should we go?
他说我们信了，而且知道你是神的圣者。
He said we believe and we know that you are God's messenger.
所以这一个回应我们看到了，他并不是说你已经满足了我很多的需要。
And so we see that the response is not that God, Jesus has satisfied his needs.
你已经对我有很多恩情了，所以我来了。
That you are very nice to me, so I should follow you.
现在在我们的教会当中有很多这样的弟兄姊妹。
In our church, we know that there are many brothers and sisters like this.
一方面是因为有的时候是因为他祷告祈求了一个什么事儿，神给了他了。
On the one hand, sometimes God satisfies their needs.
他觉得为了这个恩情我也得来。
They said, because of this, I should come.
我来了就表达我还知恩，我还没有把这事儿忘了。
And this is a sign that I am thankful for what has happened.
但是他却不能够认识神。
But they don't truly know God.
另外一类人是害怕。
Other people are afraid.
万一我不来的话，他要整我怎么办？
What if God does something to me for not coming?
对啊，所以我还是来。
So I should come.
哎，所以这都不是上帝心意里边的东西。
So these are not God's true purpose.
所以当彼得说我要跟着你的时候，他认清了一个内容。
So when Peter said I will follow you, he recognized something.
他说你有永生之道。
He said, "You have the words of eternal life."
求神给我们这样的智慧，让我们能够明白。
Pray God gives us the wisdom that we can understand.
他有永生之道。
He has the words of eternal life.
我不知道我是不是在这里给大家讲过这一个故事哈。
I have a story to tell everyone that you may have heard.
在原来我跟我们的年轻人一起看过一个电影。
I saw a film with our young people.
是一个澳洲的，好像是真实的事情拍的一个电影。
It seems to have been based on a true event in Australia.
这个女孩子她是一个冲浪的运动员。
A professional surfer.
但是当一次冲浪的时候呢，她的肩膀就是这个手啊，整个被鲨鱼咬下去了。
Once when she was surfing, she lost her entire arm to a shark.
但是当这个电影开始的时候，他们全家在参加一个敬拜。
So at the start of the film, their whole family was at a worship service.
他们在唱诗，在赞美神。
They were singing and worshiping.
那说明这个家是一个基督徒家庭。
So it's a Christian family.
那为什么这个孩子会遭遇到这种困难。
So why did this child meet this disaster?
当时看这个电影，我哭了很久。
At the time, I was very touched.
我说上帝，你不能告诉我那一个瞬间你不在。
God, you can't tell me that you weren't there.
如果你告诉我那一个瞬间你不在的话，我怎么信你？
If you tell me that you weren't there, how would I believe you?
那为什么你不保护他呢？
Why would you not protect her?
你为什么让他把手湿掉了，他还怎么冲浪？
Why would you let her lose her arm? How can she surf?
但是我们知道后来这个女孩子为什么被拍成电影了，这个女孩子一只手后来还是非常好的冲浪运动员。
But this movie shows that even with one arm, she became a famous surfer.
不但如此，她的生命的见证帮助了很多很多人。
Not only so, but her testimony helped many people.
她原来只是一个普通的女孩子。
Before, she was just a normal girl.
后来她的生命真的是闪亮出这个钻石一样的光芒。
Now her life shone like a diamond to show her testimony.
虽然她失去了一个手臂。
Even though she lost her arm.
但是她并没有因为这个而不信了。
She didn't lose her faith.
她的家庭并没有因为这个而不信了。
Her family didn't lose their faith.
我说神啊，你怎么保守的这个家还能够这样信你？
I said, God, how did you protect this family that they continue to believe?
怎么样保守的这个女孩子还能够这么勇敢地站出来为你做见证？
How did you protect this little girl to have continue her testimony?
当她说上帝允许我这个手臂失去的时候，她怎么还能够说我知道上帝是爱我的？
When she said God allows me to lose my arm, how can I continue to say God loves me?
所以这一个神迹是在这个人的生命里面来产生的。
And so this miracle occurred in this person's life.
所以我突然间明白了一个道理。
I suddenly understood something.
因为到永世的时候，她是有手有脚，什么都有的。
In eternity, she will have everything she needs.
但是在这个世界上的时候，当神允许这个苦难临到她的时候，神要塑造一颗钻石的生命。
But in this life, when she loses something, God will make her stronger.
我应该说，这一个孩子，这一个家庭，他们的信仰，他们配得这样的苦难。
I should say that this child's life was ready for this thing to happen.
所以我们害怕上帝来整我吗？
And so are we afraid that God will do something to us?
我要说，你大概还不配。
Maybe you are not ready.
因为上帝绝对不是想把你压垮。
Because God will never scare you away.
当上帝把这些苦难给你临到你的时候，
When God gives you trouble,
上帝的心意是多么的美好。
His wish is so beautiful. He wants you to give him his testimony on earth today.
他到要你将来在勇士站到他面前的时候，他要把那一个冠冕戴在你头上。
So that one day when you are with him in eternity, he can give you his crown.
所以在他眼里的世界，在他眼里的人生是跟你想象的不一样的。
And so the view of life today is different from yours.
所以求神帮助我们，我们能够有上帝的眼光来看我们的人生。
So I pray that we can see the world from God's eyes.
所以当我们年轻人在分享问题的时候啊。
So when we share things.
我听到有的年轻人讲到，我们对未来确实有一点担心，有点恐惧。
I heard some young people say we are afraid of the future.
因为我们不知道未来会怎么样。
Because we don't know what will happen.
而且我们忽然间发现，有的时候上帝不听我祷告。
And we find out that sometimes God doesn't seem to listen to our prayers.
我是这么想要拿到这一件事情，但是上帝没有听啊。
Something that I really, really wanted, God didn't fulfill.
那将来有一天发生事情，他真的会保护我吗？他真的听我吗？
So will God really protect me? Will He really listen to me?
我要告诉你一件事情啊。
I should tell you something.
我们虽然都不知道明天将如何。
Though none of us know what happens tomorrow.
我告诉你一件事情，但是你心里不要害怕，因为明天掌握在这一位爱你的上帝手里。
Don't be afraid, because God holds tomorrow.
今天你所经历的苦难
Today the troubles you experience
求神把它化成你生命的营养
We pray that God can turn them into nutrients for your life
愿你在自己的每一天的生活中不断的来经历它认识它
So you can continue to grow and experience him
将来有一天你并不只是说信他的存在
One day you will not only say you believe in his existence
信他的能力能够做事
That you know of his power
而是你在心里边对他产生了一个信任
But in your heart you trusted him
你知道如果说父母为孩子做一顿饭
You know that when parents make food for their children
如果这个孩子拿颗银针来试一试这里面有没有毒
If the child tests it for poison
哇非常非常伤害
It will be very hurtful.
为什么？因为你不信任我吗
Why? Because do you not trust me?
所以当神做了这么多事情在我们生命当中的时候，我们不把该有的信任给他的时候，对神是很伤害。
When God does so many things for us and we don't trust him, it's very hurtful.
所以信任他，把你的生命交在他手里。
And so trust him and put your life in his hands.
他会领你走一条不同的人生的道路。
And he will walk you on a different walk of life.
在世人眼里，也许你并不一帆风顺。
It seems that you are not very successful.
但是在上帝的眼里，你知道你的生命在不断的成长。
But in God's eyes, you have grown a lot in your life.
你知道你在迎接着永恒。
You know that in eternity.
求神来帮助我们。所以保罗弟兄讲过一句话。
Brother Paul told us something.
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
I know who I believe in.
他没有说我所知道我信的是什么。
He didn't say I know what I believe in.
他说这一位谁我知道他。
He said this character I know him.
我知道他一定能够保守我所交托他的直到那日。
I know he will definitely fulfill his promise until that day.
求神给我们一颗信任他的心。
I pray that God gives us a heart that trusts him.
信靠他的心。
That relies on him.
知道靠着那加给我们力量的，我们一定能够走过。
We know that we can definitely walk through our lives if we trust him.
求神帮助我们。
We pray that God can help us. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你，你在万民当中拣选了我们。
We thank you that you chose us in all out of all people.
你使我们今天我们的耳朵能够听见你的福音
That today we can hear your gospel
而且你帮助我们的心能够对你有回应
And you help our hearts to respond to you
主啊我们把自己敞开在你的面前
Lord we open our hearts to you
祈求你的圣灵来引导来帮助我们
We pray that your spirit can guide us
使我们能够更加的认识你
That we can truly understand you
知道你对我们的爱是何等的长阔高深
I know that your love is how vast and deep
知道你爱我们甚至愿意为我们舍己
I know that you love us so much you would give yourself up
在这样的爱里让我们能够产生对你的信任
And in this love that you can build our trust.
让我们能够愿意来跟随你走前面的道路。
That we may choose to follow you in our walk of life.
主啊，求你来施恩赐福给你面前的每一个人。
We pray that you can bless everyone here.
愿你能够得着他们，使他们也能够得着你。
So that you may receive them and they may receive you.
谢谢主听我们这样的祷告。
Thank you that you listen to our prayers.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
It's in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.